This is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Before we talk about the president and other issues on today's roundtable, we turn to the leak of a confidential NAACP memo that could tarnish the image of America's oldest civil rights organization and its former president, Kwasi Mfume. According to the Washington Post, the memo details allegations that Mfume gave preferential treatment to female co-workers with whom he or his sons were alleged to have had intimate relations. The memo was drafted by an outside lawyer who had been hired to investigate the claims of a disgruntled employee. Mr. Mfume, now a Senate candidate in Maryland, joins us from Baltimore. Mr. Mfume, thanks very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Ed, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You've come out forthrightly and said that this is not the case, that you have not promoted within women who were first and foremost unqualified and certainly not on the basis of having relations with you. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Talk to me a bit about why you believe, this has been leaked.
Well, you know, the first thing is that these are all unproven and unsubstantiated accusations. That's the interesting thing about all of this. And why someone would take that to the Washington Post in the middle of the night and to leave it in the very early stages of this campaign is very interesting, and I can't really react to that. I believe, however, that it's clearly an effort to kill the campaign, to discredit me, to dry up donations, and to put questions in the minds of potential voters here in Maryland. That's unfortunate. I mean, I just don't play that way, and I think it's unfortunate because most Americans just don't play that way. But be it as it is, that's the case. And my life has been an open book. I've made a habit of sharing my life story with anyone who would listen. And people in the state of Maryland don't make decisions based on unproven, unsubstantiated accusations that go back years and years. They really want to find out what are you going to do when you get in office, if you get in office, and what you believe in.
You've admitted to dating one woman who worked at the NAACP some years ago and, in fact, adopting her son. Have there been other women that you've dated while working at the NAACP during your tenure there?
No, and I think any review of the current or former staff will prove that. I dated someone there for about 3 months back in 1997, I believe. Although nothing came of that, and it was a very, very short series of lunches and dinners, I fell in love with her son, who was fatherless, very withdrawn, 4 years of age or so, and just the kind of child that, for me, as a member of Big Brothers and Big Sisters for the last 25 years, it was the right thing to do. I've involved myself in his life. I've helped in his development. My other sons have helped. And today he's a bright 15-year-old high school student on his way to college soon and, you know, the love of my life. So that's the situation that existed there. And you know, I've said that over and over publicly since 1997.
And the woman who brought the allegations forth, Michelle Speaks, who's a former employee of the NAACP, you had no relationship with her?
Oh, no, none at all. I mean, she'll be the first to say that. She's not alleging that I had a relationship with her.
Right, but I'm just making sure that we clarify all points because, as you know, Mr. Mfume, many things will come about.
Yeah, they will. And then, you know, let's maybe reiterate that point. No, I had no relationship with the woman who was making these unsubstantiated and unproven accusations. She never alleged that either.
Right. And you are comfortable with the fact that despite any investigation, there will be no connection between advancement in the NAACP and allegations of asked favors by you.
Yeah, I'm absolutely comfortable with that. And as I've said all along, that's not the kind of ship I run. Most people know me, know that's the case. And the interesting thing is that if I was doing all of this after 10 years at the NAACP, 10 years in the Congress, and 7 years in the city council, it's interesting that this would only come about as an accusation now while I'm running for the United States Senate here in Maryland. And it's interesting also that it's one person who wrote a private memo demanding money. That is the memo, and that is the issue that the Washington Post reported on.
And these allegations had nothing to do with your leaving your post at the NAACP?
No, Ed, my contract was up there October 24th. I wanted to make sure that I had gotten through the election cycle and some other things. And more than anything else, I had given up my seat in the Congress 10 years ago. to freely come to the NAACP to try to help restore the organization's credibility, its balance, its sense of mission. I stayed there and came on board for 5 years, but I ended up staying for 9 years, and it was really time for me to move on and do something else. What that something else was, as I said at my press conference, could involve business, it could involve politics, it could involve writing, it could involve spending more time with my youngest son, who I was talking about a moment ago, but it was time for me to move on. And I'm the kind of person that I'm motivated by challenges. I needed a new challenge, and I said that repeatedly that day. But that had nothing to do with this. The contract was up October 24th. I officially stepped down on November 30th of last year.
All right. Kwai Isi-Nfumi, candidate for Senate and former president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP. We thank you for your time. Glad you took this time to explain your situation.
Thank you very much. And if it's possible, if I could say one other thing that I think is extremely important, Mr. Gordon.
Go ahead.
I can't stop people from making unproven allegations, but I can state the fact. And the fact is that I really believe in and have all my life worked for the hiring and promotion of qualified women as a goal that organizations and businesses should take serious. My record reflects that. I believe that too many women in this society are prejudged every day by the assumption that they only got to where they were because of their body and not because of their brain. And that kind of thinking is an insult, I believe, to all women. But as a man, I can tell you it's despicable. But, you know, this is the world we live in, and I'm not upset with the fact that it's kind of predictable that as a Senate candidate, right now, as soon as my opponent gets in the race, the next day these things are alleged. But people here in Maryland will make decisions based on facts, based on what they believe. And you can look someone in the eye and tell them when they're lying to you and when they're telling the truth. And so it will be interesting to see what happens as we go through this campaign. But I do thank you for this opportunity.
Kwai Isi-Nfumi, thank you.
Thank you, sir.